In 2015, there was the two main agricultural seasons failed totally. Due to the absence of rain, there was almost no production. Our assessments indicate that there was crop lost about 50 to 90%. And now, currently, we're waiting for the bulk season, which is starting right now, and we hope that the situation will be better this year than last year. Unfortunately, the loss of last year's are still impacting on the current situation.
Working with this in mind, what are your major concerns here?
We have several concerns. The first one is, in fact, after the difficult situation in 2015, and despite the government intervention, we see that the needs are still increasing. What we see also, talking with our colleagues and with the government, we need to see how we can limit a bit the needs for food distribution. Otherwise, the cost of the intervention will rise, and we will reach a logistical limit to some extent. So this year, the agricultural seasons must be successful. Otherwise, we will have a situation where even with the best effort we can do with the food aid, we will not be able to address the humanitarian needs of the most affected population. If, for example, the rain for the current 2016 agricultural campaign is going well, the farmer still needs to have the capacity to plant. And unfortunately, at the moment, they're lacking seeds because they consumed the seeds they kept for themselves last year. And since they are very in debt due to the lack of income from the failed crop season last year, this is our main concern at the moment. The other one also is, despite the government of Ethiopia providing a lot of assistance, it's not sufficient due to the exceptional situation. We are still calling for funding in order to address the needs within the country. The last point, which is concerning for us, is the livestock situation in the north, northeastern, and southern region, because this is the main livelihood of the family living here. So the problem of the livestock is, in fact, the cattle is very, very bad condition, very meager, and there is a higher than usual because they lack water and they lack fodder. Due to the drought, in fact, the fodder disappeared, and so all the grazing area disappeared.
What are the implications if the aid needs are not met?
If the needs are not met, there is a several implications. The first one, of course, it will be an increase in the food insecurity. Another point will be that the family will focus on the survival modes. For example, the children will not go anymore to the school because they will be kept in the family in order to fetch water or to help them in keeping livestock or help them in planting seeds and whatever because they need to do the things or to do other activities. Another point will be migration of the population. For example, for the livestock keepers, they will move from one area to another one in order to find grazing areas. And here we may have some conflicts around that because people entering in areas where already there is people, the tension will rise. And then, of course, will be a major drop in the GDP.